go to the Supreme Court, where our reporter Glenn Lauder has been this morning. This hearing for Eddie Obeid and the attempts to have him surrender his passports, both Australian and Lebanese. Glenn's on the line. Glenn, good morning.
G'day, Stuart.
Obviously, a heated debate between the prosecution and also his defence, Eddie Obeid.
Yeah, so basically the Crown brought this bail application to the Supreme Court today, virtually testing out the new bail laws. Of course, under the amended act a couple of years ago, judges and local court magistrates had to test bail against unacceptable risk. Now, of course, the new bail laws merely about concerns, and the DPP, the Crown, said today that basically, while at the time, originally last year, Eddie Obeid was granted unconditional bail over these charges of misconduct in public office, he was granted unconditional bail because of there was no unacceptable risk to travel, to contacting Crown witnesses. But today, the DPP has successfully argued that there is a concern that he might travel. Of course, he's a Lebanese, he was born in Lebanon, and he's a Lebanese citizen, although he doesn't hold a Lebanese passport at the moment. He has been made to give up his Australian passport today, which is obviously a big development, and he can't contact the Crown witness, Stephen Dunn, who, of course, was the Maritime CEO at the time that Eddie Obeid was alleged to have lobbied on behalf of his family for those business leases at Circular Quay. So the upshot in a little bit of a confusing case at times is that Eddie Obeid will have to surrender his Australian passport. He would a Lebanese passport as well if he had one. Outside court, Eddie just told reporters then that he's not worried. This is only round one. The judge has made his decision that he had no plans to travel, as it were, anyway. And he's looking forward to continuing to fight the charges. So an interesting development. And it seems that the DPP has successfully tested these new bail laws.
Yeah, well, they've had a win. All right, mate. Terrific, Glenn. Thank you.
Cheers,
I appreciate your time. Glenn Lauder, who's at the Supreme Court. So I don't know, he's not going to travel, says he didn't have any plans anyway. But I tell you this, if Eddie Obeid's got eyes on joining IS, can we lend it back to him just for a day or so, get him out of the place?